Hello, is Mr. Crabtree available?
I am.
Hey, this is Jennifer. I'm calling with Emergency Roadside Assistance. I'm the forest supervisor. And
it's funny how my phone works now.
Can you hear me on your end?
Yeah, I'm saying it's funny how all of a sudden my phone works. I didn't get no fucking missed call on my phone, and I was sitting here the whole damn time.
Well, you know what? The agent that had taken the call, and I do apologize, they did give me as far as with the account, and I spoke with your representative at your insurance company, and they did have the notations that you were stating that that wasn't the address that you had given the agent. So the call was reviewed, and what was actually on the account, it wasn't notified as clearly. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and have the account overridden so that we can go ahead and get you serviced and get everything taken care of. And I'm personally going to get that taken care of for you today. Were you still in need of service with that vehicle?
Yeah, I'm still sitting in my car. Are you going to apologize to your coworker for me? Because I was 2 hours in my car. Of course I'm pissed off. But
almost certainly. And I can understand that. That's why I said, let me hurry up and go ahead and call him.
Appreciate it.
Almost certainly. It's my pleasure. And I just want to reiterate everything on this ticket because I'm going to set you up for a new dispatch.
All right.
First name is Brian. Last name, C-R-A-B-T-R-E-E, Crabtree.
That's correct.
And is the 714-386-8091 a good callback number for you?
That's correct.
Okay. And did you still want to opt into the text message feature?
You know what? I'm having issues with the location thing, so I just didn't do that.
Okay, no worries, and I can definitely give you a call as well.
Well, regular ticket is fine, though, as long as it's not that pinpointing and trying to get exact location, because I'm not going online right now. Somebody had my phone hacked for the last 3 days, so I'm on my phone, but I've blocked every single thing off, and I can only use my phone, so it's amazing. Yeah.
Understandable.
When you can text me or call, either one, I'll answer either one.
I'm going to get this overridden for you. And just to verify, this is a 2005 Toyota Camry.
Correct.
Color gray.
Yes.
Okay, and it looks like here on this ticket, you were requesting a tire change.
Yeah, that's what I need to do. I mean, it's not even that much. I really just need to put two lug nuts on my, they fell out of my car. You just jack it up and put two lug nuts on. You know, I'm stuck. I can't do that. I don't have nothing with me.
Oh, okay. So it's missing two lug nuts. I wish that they could come out there and do that for you. But the only services that they do with the tire would actually just be a tire change or either air inflation or either they can do you a tow service.
This is fucking ridiculous.
So it looks like they had you set up for a tire change. Did you have an actual spare?
Who?
Did you have a spare tire?
Oh, no, I don't.
So I don't even know how they were expecting for you to get a tire change. And you were just requesting as far as with lug nuts. We don't
well,
do
that's,
that
I
service.
Mean, either way you did it, you're going to have to put lug nuts on them anyways. But, I mean, you know what I'm saying? You have to take off the one and put the other ones back on. It's the same service, but you're just not putting the extra tire on. You put the same tire back on. It's the same service. That's what I'm trying to explain. Regardless, you have to take the lug nuts off, put it back on, and put the lug nuts back on. And that's all I'm trying to do. But I can't do it with the spare because I don't even have a tire on the spare. I just have the rim.
Oh, okay. So the only service that we can set up for you today is an actual tow service.
It's not going to work. I have to know what it's on. Thank you. I'm not going to do this anymore.